الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام المتقين وقائد الغر المحجلين وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتدع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله الشديد. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تبارك وتعالى في السر والعلانية. يقول ربكم عز وجل في محكم تنزيله: وما تنفقوا من خير يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his comprehensive book a promise from himself: and what you spend in the way of goodness will be returned to you in full. Brothers and sisters, what you let go of from your hands, what you let go of from your pockets, what you let go of, what you release from your bank accounts for doing good, for helping others, don't think that it is gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you in the text of His eternal book that it will be returned to you in full, in a way that is better than its presence in your bank accounts. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّى إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And you will not be wronged, and you will not be shortchanged by Allah. Brothers and sisters, Sayyida Khadija, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came down from the cave of Hira, after the moments of revelation, after his first meeting with the angel Jibreel, he was worried. He didn't see it immediately as revelation. He realized what he was being told, but he had experienced nothing of the sort before. In his humility, he said, "Who am I to be selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a messenger to mankind?" He thought that maybe something must be wrong with him. He thought that he may be possessed by a devil. He thought that Allah may have forsaken him. And Khadija bore witness to the essence of his personality, to the essence of his character, and said, "Because of these facts of your very essence, it is impossible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forsake you." Brothers and sisters, she said, "Innaka latasilu rahim." You keep the ties of kinship. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ. That you carry the burden of someone who is overwhelmed with their burden. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ. And the person who has nothing, you go out and find something for him. وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ. And you honor your guest. You always have something to give to a guest. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. And you help people with the difficulties and tribulations that befall them in the reality of their existence. Brothers and sisters, it is the nature of the world. It is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has constructed this world that things go wrong, that tribulation befalls Bani Adam. Brothers and sisters, these are the facts of the existence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the example for each and every individual Muslim. And just like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the testimony of Khadija, when the Muslim is possessed of these characteristics, when this Muslim community as one body, aching and hurting when any of the limbs or extremities or members of this body would hurt, are qualified by these characteristics, there also comes to bear upon them the testimony of Khadija. Brothers and sisters, when each and every one of you as individuals is possessed of these characteristics, Sayyida Khadija is testifying for you. And if you embody these characteristics, perhaps Sayyida Khadija will stand and bear witness for you at your judgment before the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, our neighbors in Pakistan are currently experiencing one of the largest natural disasters in current history. The disaster that is going on right now in Pakistan is far greater than the earthquake that befell them just a few years ago. We're talking about the level of the tsunami in East Asia. We're talking about the level of Hurricane Katrina has befallen them, and they're going through this right now. Brothers and sisters, the international community has been hesitant and reticent to lend a helping hand. Neighboring countries have been slow to come to the aid of these people. How many days are we now? How many weeks are we now into the disaster? And we just heard news that the floodwaters are still rising. It hasn't stopped. It's still in the midst. It's not over yet. Brothers and sisters, those who are possessed of some facilitation and, or shall we say, liquidity of the Muslim community have been slow to respond. Perhaps they feel that they haven't been given permission yet, as if we need permission to uphold the attributes of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Brothers and sisters, there are people who are members of that community. There are people who are from that continent who have the ability to help out. We owe it to our brothers and sisters in humanity to come to their aid. So what then of our brothers and sisters in faith? مَن نَفَّسَ عَن مُؤْمِنٍ كَرْبَةٍ مِن كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Brothers and sisters, we heard the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now the promise of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam, وَلَا يَمْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ And he doesn't speak out of caprice. He doesn't speak from his own accord. إِنْهُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ It is a form of indirect revelation. And his promise is that whoever relieves the anxiety of a believer in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve an anxiety for this person on the day of judgment. And whoever makes things easier and facilitates matters for someone who is in a difficult situation in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate his affairs on the day of judgment. Brothers and sisters, this is a sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Eastern people are interested in the physical sciences and the natural sciences and the laws of nature. Brothers and sisters, this is a law of the natural world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into effect. If you follow this, this will happen. Read the Quran. Read the teachings of Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, with few exceptions, Allahumma ja'alna min al-exception, each and every one of us on the day of judgment is going to find themselves in a tight spot. Each and every one of us, if we reflect on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us and what we've given back to Allah in return, knows that the day of judgment is going to be a tight spot. And we're going to wish on that moment that things were facilitated for us. Believe me, when our names are called to stand before the throne of Allah, we're going to be anxious. It's going to be a moment of anxiety. And we're going to wish that we had done something in this life to help us at the time of that mawqif. Kullu nafsin da'iqatil mawt. Every soul will taste of death. It is an inevitability. So what have we done to prepare ourselves for that inevitability? He goes on to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man satara musliman, satarahu Allahu fi dunya wal akhirah. And whoever covers a Muslim, whoever veils a Muslim, brothers and sisters, man satara Muslim, whoever covers up the faults and flaws and shortcomings of his brother Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover up his flaws and shortcomings on the day of judgment. But if we were to take this ibarah to its literal extreme, which is possible, if you find that your brother Muslim is exposed to the sun, if you find that your sister Muslim is exposed, her and her children, to the elements, and you do something to protect them, to veil them, to give them a barrier between themselves and the elements, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you and give you something to veil you between yourselves and the elements of your situation and your circumstances. He says, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this life and the next. Brothers and sisters, this is tijara. Brothers and sisters, this is the transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is one of the meanings of deen. Kayfa tadinu tudan. As you transact and treat with others, as you transact and treat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so too will you be treated. He goes on to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Brothers and sisters, we have gone to a utilitarian extreme in our world, and we have difficulty thinking beyond the confines of pragmatism. What's in it for me is the thought process, right? Deen talk in the masjid is real nice, but what's in it for me? Brothers and sisters, there is another tijara. There is another give and take, and that is to give and take with the creator of the heavens and the earth. Brothers and sisters, each one of us finds ourselves in a situation where we could use a little bit of help. Think about it. This past week, how many times thinking about your situation, contemplating what am I going to do? Should I stay or should I go? you said, I could use a little bit of help right now. I could use somebody on my side. At the end of the day, the circumstances of the beginning and end of this finite world are in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاء. He turns it any way He wants. And He says that He will stand on your side and He will give you His assistance. He will give you His succor. He will come to your rescue. Huh? So long as you come to the rescue of your brother. Brothers and sisters, what have we done to come to the rescue of our brothers and sisters this week, last week, the week before? And how many times in this period where we have done nothing of any import, have we ourselves needed help? And how many times have we been heedless that ultimately that help comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, read the fine print. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds a contract with you, and it has fine print. And the fine print is in your favor this time, so read it and don't forget it. وَعَلَمُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَنَّ إِغَاثَةَ الْمَلْهُوفِ مِنْ أَحَبِّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And we should know that coming to the aid to a person in straitened circumstances is one of the most beloved activities, the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want Allah to love you, we all say that we love Allah, and we all would like that Allah love us, then let us engage in the activities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. Subhanallah. The most loved action, the most loved of works to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happiness that you bring to the heart of another Muslim. Subhanallah. أو تكشف عنه كربة, or you relieve for him some difficult situation or anxiety. أو تقضي عنه دينا, or you step in and settle his debt for him. Brothers and sisters, people naturally incur debt because of the needs that come up in life and have to be taken care of in the moment, and oftentimes people don't have the wherewithal to fulfill those needs. It's only in recent times that people take out loans or advances on their salary for things that are unneeded. Right? That's superfluous debt. That's something that person has to take care of. But debts that are incurred to educate children, debts that are incurred for medical expenses, to take care of one's family. It is an act of goodness that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to step in and relieve that debt. It is an act of worship, and that's one of the reasons why interest is forbidden in Islam. Because to help people along in the affairs of the dunya, as opposed to profiting from people's needs and difficulties, is an act of worship. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the believer who goes out and helps other people. In a narration that comes from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, "An-nasu 'iyalullah." Mankind is God's children. The people are God's children and the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are best to His children. إِذَا بَذَلَ الْإِنسَانُ الْمَالَ لِإِغَاثَةِ الْمَلْهُوفِينَ نَالَ بِهِ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. Brothers and sisters, the contentment of Allah, and is this world anything other than a search for the contentment of Allah? Are not all of our other preoccupations in this life secondary to the search for the contentment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are they not there to support and facilitate mankind's search for the contentment of their Creator, to whom they will return? Their Creator, who inherits the heavens and the earth, meaning after it is all gone, after it is all obliterated, after it all comes to an end, Allah is the one who remains, and He will bring you back to life to stand before Him and be asked about your life. How did you lead it? About your wealth? How did you spend it? About your youth? How did you use it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Aminu billahi wa rasulihi wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fihi, falladhina amanu minkum wa anfaqu lahum ajrun kabir." Believe in Allah and His Messenger and spend of that which Allah has left you with the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted it to you. Because wallahi, brothers and sisters, He has only granted you the means in your possession that you might spend it in ways that are pleasing to Him and bring about His pleasure. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ, and those who fulfill this injunction, those who believe from among you and have conviction and spend as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you, لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ, they will have a tremendous reward because they have passed the test. وَإِنَّكُمْ فِي شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ يَتَنَافَسُ فِيهِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ فِي الْإِنْفَاقِ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Brothers and sisters, this is Ramadan. This is not any other month of the year. This is the month when we are asked to spend in charity. When we are asked to give even half a day to break the fast of a fasting person. That's on the assumption that this fasting person has something else other than half a day to eat. So what then of those who don't even have anything to sustain themselves? And at that, so we're talking about Pakistan, brothers and sisters. The Pakistanis are serious. They're not about to break their fast of Ramadan just because of a little bit of floodwaters. They're sitting over there going through this situation, walking all of these miles to carry bags of food that they can find or get back to their families, right? To build walls to keep back the floodwaters, and they're fasting the entire time. These people are serious about their deen. Huh? But then, what about at night? Are they eating like we're eating? Huh? Are they stopping over at the medical clinic like we're stopping over at the medical clinic if something goes on during Ramadan? Or is there something that we can do to share with them? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِدُ اللَّهَ كَرْدًا حَسَنًا. Who is it that will give a good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a handsome loan to Allah, that He might double that loan? Essentially double the repayment, double the effect. أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِدُ وَيَبْسُطُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who releases your sustenance or constricts your sustenance. It all comes from Allah. And the one from whom it came has asked you to spend it. Brothers and sisters, this is Ramadan when we are asked to give in charity. This is Ramadan when we compete with one another and vie with one another and are inspired to outstrip one another and outdo one another in acts of goodness and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sacrifice. Brothers and sisters, this flood that has come down upon the people of Pakistan, the people of Sindh, the people of Frontier, the people of Punjab, this is a test for them. This is a difficult tribulation for them, but brothers and sisters, this is Ramadan. The flood in Pakistan is a test for you. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, the flood in Pakistan is a difficult tribulation for you. Because in that area of the ummah, they do not have the wherewithal to do something to relieve the situation. The test and difficulty for you is, what are you going to do about it? This is a challenge. Every moment that you wake up in the morning, this flood is a challenge for you. It is a difficulty for you. It is the test that Allah has sent you in this Ramadan. It is not just the test that He has sent them in this Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, this is the essence of deen itself. How are you going to deal with the challenges that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends your way? The philosopher Martin Heidegger speaks about the human being being thrown into the world, being thrown into his circumstances. But from the Muslim conception, we could look at it the opposite way. That the human soul is here and placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world, but his circumstances are thrown at him. The world is thrown at him. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. The one who created death and life to test you. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which of you is best in conduct? Brothers and sisters, please move up to the front, especially here in the front rows. The more room you can make here in the front, the more room people can make in the back, where it's already very tight and crowded. There's people standing outside. Jazakallah khair. Ahsanallahu ilaykum. Allah double your rewards for making space for your brothers and the sisters. Please do the same. Make sure nobody is standing at the door of the sisters' area. Everybody move to the front. Jazakallah khair, ahsanallahu ilaykum. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed your soul in this world, and He throws situations at you. He throws your circumstances at you. Huh? And it all returns back to your aikido abilities. Spiritual aikido. What are you going to do with those situations? How are you going to turn a bad situation, a difficult situation, a situation that tries your patience, a situation that takes you to the extremity of your abilities to cope? How are you going to turn that from a challenge against you to a burhan for you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, this is the essence of being in the world from the Islamic conception. Huh? This is the essence of our religious philosophy. Brothers and sisters, قَدْ حَثَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى التَّبَرُعِ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَإِغَاثَةِ أَصْحَابِ الْحَاجَاتِ وَالنَّوَازِلِ. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us, has incited us, right? Has attempted to light a fire under his community that they respond to the needs of the poor, right? That they come to the rescue of those who are in need of rescue. In their need and in the tribulations that befall them, a group of Bedouins came to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, who lived out in the middle of the desert, and their circumstances were very difficult. Their clothes were tattered. And when the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam saw the boots and the suit of their situation, he felt for them, and he encouraged the people to give charity for them. But in their reticence, in their slowness to respond, they could see that the Messenger was not happy. They could see that he didn't like this hesitation to respond, brothers and sisters. And we have experienced a hesitation to respond to the situation of Pakistan. To the point, brothers and sisters, where non-Muslims are speaking in the media about the fact that nothing has been done. And first, They are blaming themselves and the international community for not doing anything, and then they are saying, and we notice the Muslims aren't doing anything either. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at his ummah, and he tells us that the deeds of his ummah will be shown to him, would we be able to see it in his face that he is displeased? And when they saw in his face that he was displeased with their hesitation, a man came forth from the Ansar, with a pouch of silver, with a bag of silver. And then another came, and another came, until more and more started coming, and they could see the happiness in the face of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Brothers and sisters, what is it that we can do this Ramadan to bring joy to the face of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam when our deeds are shown to him? When our deeds are shown to him. And he said, "Man sanna fil islami." And in response to what he saw in the response of his ummah, he said to them, "Man sanna," the famous hadith, "whoever establishes a good sunnah, man sanna fil islami sunnatan hasana," whoever establishes a good sunnah in Islam, "fa'umila bihi," and others act according to it, like that first man who stepped forward and put a bag of silver at the feet of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam for those poor people, or gave it directly to them and set the example from everyone else. He said this hadith in response to the actions of that one man, and others act accordingly to this good sunnah that this person establishes in Islam. After him, كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِيَهَا. The first person to stand up and do something for the people in Pakistan, and others are inspired to do something because of his example, he will receive the like of the reward for everyone who operates or is inspired by his example to go out and do something. After his act of charity, he goes back and sits in his house, and he's reaping the reward of everyone who is inspired by his example. وَمَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً سَيِّئَةً. And whoever establishes in Islam an evil sunnah, فَعُمِلَ بِهَا بَعْدَ, and others are inspired to follow in their footsteps, he will have the sin, the like thereof, of all of those people who do it after him. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُسُ مِنْ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيْئًا. Right? And that doesn't mean that they also won't be receiving their own sin. فَعَلَيْنَا أن تتضافر جهودنا ونساهم بما نستطيع لمساعدة شعب باكستان لتوفير أهم الاحتياجات الضرورية كالغذاء والدواء. So what we should be doing is we should be seeking out avenues, the best avenues, to ensure that the needs of the people in our neighboring Pakistan receive what they need of clothing and cover and food and medicine, by looking for the best institutions and the most effective organizations that are delivering those goods to the people on the ground. So it's not just giving the money, but it's also investigating what is the most effective way of making sure that these people are getting it. Right? So it's not inventing the wheel again. It's not trying to do everything for ourselves and we have no experience in doing this. It's trying to find out who has the mechanisms on the ground in Pakistan to ensure that all of the aid that is coming in that direction is getting to helping the people, and who's connected with those people on the ground. And making sure that we get our contributions to those organizations. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put all of this effort that you are making to respond to the needs of your brothers and sisters in the scale of your good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the scale of your good deeds be a light for you in the darkness of the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illumine your minds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rain down upon you the barakat that He has on offer in this month of Ramadan, in this blessed season, which is one of the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to facilitate for you and your families and your children that this be the best of Ramadans, of all of your Ramadans past. Brothers and sisters, we are at the middle. It is time to pull ourselves up tight and make a situation assessment and decide how we want to finish out this month, because there is still a number of days of fasting left. There are still a number of days where we have the opportunity to receive double the reward for our good deeds done in dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you a special opportunity in this situation where you have the wherewithal to do something to support other Muslims during this month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us His tawfiq in delivering on what He has given us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us His tawfiq in delivering on what He has asked of us in this month of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين.